A homogeneous wash basin by the world's smallest mouse. Syphilitic Jews hide the ochre-hoped cranny, Nanny. Ancestry mighty, apple scarlet, dressed is hoped and cranny, Nanny. Her age, tree, nighty dressed his hoped and my, vodka it's forever and Beddoes milking, milking Beddoes. Bedouins who all squeal gall, teal creeps, daughters. Unreal body produce, seems mother wants its concerts, home wants mother gnome. Our eggs cucumber slightly, lovers here sniping, typing softly, pianissimo. Those are pillars of don't coaches, Meadows and name. I said who said, I feed glowworms gaze. Hold waters, pools ageless, debauched bit, a cave's seams. Sugar and spikes, or something less messy. My favourite pet was a raspberry flan, which resembled a woman much more than a fellow, and dyed itself green much more often than yellow, and ended its life when the earthquake began. We rumble and rumble, volcanoes of Asia, for the sun is in Taurus and tidal the moon. The doughnut was washed, and the old paper spoon lets out a laser what threatens to daze you. Expurgation is an anagram of sin, and Worcester sauce a telegram of woe, but not the right colour for the Alamo, where periphrastic doughnuts enter in. Pyrex is a motor neuron spark, and if I hope to fall upon your sword, the witch, or so it said, the muskrat gnawed, although the wombat found it hard to bark, this uncooked snark, Cairo ain't the daughter of the Nile, but of Napoleon, to be francophile, the frog is but a winter toad, and dies upon the mispronounced woad, and burns on the atomic pile of Tate or Lyle. Magus is the daughter of Magee, the magistrate fell straight into the sea and drowned. I seem to fly across a thousand themes, razor blades, potatoes, asymptotes, November handstands, sunken quinquiremes, salubrious lobsters and asthmatic ferrets. Who the rival Spurgeon bloats? My themes are better than your scansion merits. She whose teeth were sharp and nails were long, and painted green with jagged, ragged tips, whose fingers sang an evil, ribald song, whose tongue was scarce more barbed than were her lips. She breathed the air, it fell, congealed to drips, and imprisoned her hairnet with stainless steel grips. Medusa struck twice on the gong. But Val, at whom the gods her laughed, "At bay, O foxes, stay your aim!" Like Stell across a field that's strafed, or else an architect whom none could tame, till they lock him in a rotting frame, and all that's left is lame. For Val, you see, is daft. I deem that I, who now have flown aloft, should never have departed from my swamp to circumcise the stokers in their croft, who crop the sheep with circumstance or pomp, and with their rubber jaws do stately champ and chomp, and in their playgrounds on the ramps do romp. My love, you see, is soft. O Shella, I await your soft reprieve, your cutting blade of justice I await, while grinning now and laughing in his sleeve, I drearily resign myself to fate. O Shella, I expect your silent eyes, your glazed acrylic eyeballs I expect, to see through my torments, my lays, my lies, for you alone my soul's elect. O Shella, your alluvial face is now unto me like a page of glass arrayed, with lots of snails on it, in martial rank arrayed, like the lines of a sonnet. O Shella, now I dread your wrath so dire that I would rather vomit in the sea, putting out my heart's sulphuric fire and emptying my pockets of Magee. O Shella, tell me you'll come back and send me soon a telegram addressed to Margaret the Sack, number 8, the new wigwam. O Welder, leave this verse alone, or else atone. O Shella, who unpicked the cotton, was the fabric really torn to shreds? Is the art of welding now forgotten? Are the nurses handcuffed to the beds, with unscrewed heads, alone? It wasn't midnight when the maiden screamed. It was not 8:08 when the dormouse dreamed. Sharper was the knife than e'er before. Dawn was distant when she screamed again. The Dormouse didn't scuttle from the rain. The coal ship was not scuttled by the door. On the Dogger Bank, deserters roam, labouring over seas of viscous foam, a soup tureen of spongy gore. Mother carved the Monday joint with glee and drowned her sorrows in a cup of tea, a teacup that was used by men of yore. Pars no more, O Matador! These strains of war are quite enough for bandsmen buff and bluffers bland, with dripping swords chop off their bloody hands. It's quite enough for grocers gruff, but what a bore! Oh, tell no more, it's 4:30. The artichoke was planned, but the article was banned from censorious applause from the month-old mandragores that now infest the Strand and threaten soon Trafalgar Square with sit-down strikes for just a cause, or just because I slit you now, who are whoever was. Whoever was. Keep all virgins equal now, for 95 are gone. The rest live on, though I beg to dab their hygiene. My Jean followed me to school each day, the longer way, the stainly way, I mean. Keep your virtues even now, though 95 are gone, all 91 attributed to Owen or John. I insist they must be lanced. They danced, nay, pranced upon. Keep your vigil at the station, the 19-5 is gone, through the tunnel in the mountains, on its way to far Ceylon. Ceylon, Mom, a bomb. Keep the vergers off the verges, for from 95 have gone. The mountain is so fair, Montjoy! Oh, woe, 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 I shine with a luminous gleam, and no one is quite what they seem, I deem. Au revoir. On ne voit pas. The Oslo chain gang went awry and killed one perch too many. The birds, I say, were rather dry, and sought a damper alibi. A water rat surveyed the scene, the corpse of Uncle Benny, brother to the long-dead queen who didn't know who Shell had been. The end was so unfinished, though, I ate a shilling and a penny, then for some change I up did throw and changed my money into dough. And yet like rabbits bred the bread, and spread to far Kilkenny, where pygmies on a pewter sled cut off poor hapless Walter's head. They buttered it and ate it whole. They didn't give me any. I had to eat a long-dead mole, which did no wonders for my soul. And when the biscuit was at bay, the shortbread was engulfed, and thus is found the real way, or trolleybus at break of day. O separation, saccharine! The reclaimed land is Fenny. Eviscerate the mandarin, and celebrate the out and in, alone at last I savour sin, for Ferdinand and I are twin. Chopping up the lobster into countless tiny pieces, like tiny argonauts in search of insect fleeces, I hope the welder's daughter doesn't mind my mad caprices. I wish to argue not another word, you celibate surd. Counting up the pieces of the lobster's tiny claws, I came upon a bunch of hips, a scarlet nest of whores. O ye nubile maidens, now come ye out of doors. I seldom shun your viscous repartee, so bloated are we. O bloat, 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 on thy cold grey stare, O crab! Corambis slayed a cummerbund upon a marble slab, the welder sang to Circe all the ballads wrote by Bab, and slashed her wrists as quickly as she could. A new Herod. The lacerated fragments of the crab, or was it Moses, were used to fertilise the lawn and Cleopatra's roses, where'er her little weedy asplit goes, his own must add a sober thought. I may be caught. Chopping up the spinster into 7 countless pieces, the jenny left a problem. What with 7 concurrent leases, the jemmy probed a left-hand lock and stole all the police's countless copper plate. Eviscerate! Crippled crustacea are seldom at home, thanks for the pincers you loaned to my cat, the one who sat on the mat and chat. All ends in a well, who wells with an awl, whose wall is an elk, whose stall is a whelk, whose wheel is a deal, the tail of a whale, whose toe is a top, whose shoe is a shop. It is as you like, come straddle my bike and pump up my pike. What flatable fish or eatable dish would strike you propish? What floatable boat? Oh, glotable groat, unspeakable goat. Oh, gout-ridden whelk from mountainous Selkirk's me much, my irksome crutch. The best of poetry on Mars has neither rhyme nor reason. Let me give a sort of thing to show you what I mean. The skunk is but a serpent out of season. To read Kunkka at a time was naught but treason. For the unrelenting toad is but a sorry mangosteen. Come to our Walter Committee meeting and rearrange the seating. As the man with the lawnmower said to his dog, methinks you would make me a delicate frog. I'll give you some wool and a set of my teas and a workable cure to a nasty disease. But sharpen your sickle and look in the book, or you'll forget in the middle the way you should cook. As the girl with the melon remarked to her friend, I can't get it in, no matter which end. I'll give you a spanner and chisel as well, a verminous font, a Canterbury bell. But sharpen your sickle and polish your hook, and take all your problems to Prudence the cook. As the boy with the bun exclaimed to his glee, I bit it, and look what I found. He died on the 14th of February, and was buried 10 feet in the ground. When he turned in his sleep, the universe shook with the nightmares he dreamed of an impudent crook. The lawn is no more, the clover is cleft, it falls into four, and expires on the floor of speech bereft. I bit her, and look what I found. A lump of corruption 10 feet underground, 12 arms in the sky, 9 hands to a horse, 6 feet is the sailor, 3 birds in the gorse have prickled the peaches, only they may, and the flower of the lawn was the dawn of the day. It was very, very sharp, and she screamed a little scream. Ouch! And when she saw her fingernails emitting vapid steam, she cried aloud and cupped about the songs of Julian Bream, scratching her pouch. It was oh so very cold as she heaved a little yawn, a periphrastic sneeze that was 50 hours long. The issue we fissured at dawn, enjoying the pond. It was seldom very hot when she bathed her biscuit tin, collecting the saliva in a jar. It needed little coaxing to make her want to sin. You sordid samovar! I boiled myself in oil, but I said that long ago. Oh, the welfare state stopped in 1888. Wait! 7 stones my weight is now. I always told you so. I shouted through the beak of a long-forgotten crow. Go! Go! And off they went so speedy that the ground began to shake, and the mighty ocean cried aloud, I am, I think, awake! And in the main I see, I think, my wine-dark waves are woven. And yet my inspiration was from Ludwig van B, though I couldn't play it, because the notes were all too sharp, and cut my fingers into tiny bits, you see. The horn was sounded, cud was chewed, and then the hoof was cloven. The birds all to their nests have flown, the rabbits to their burrows, and yesterday is dead, and so are our tomorrows.